The crop system in Tingboche, well, actually, it's a protection system. And pretty bad in summer for a couple of months, no one is allowed to stay in Tingboche and do a different activities that affected the crops. Since long time, I don't know when, but means from our ancestor, it's the system that, well, you know, it's a skip generating hand over to the generation to generations, that no one is there. Well, these days they built a lot of lodges in Tingboche, and people like to stay there for all time. But before there was no lodges, nothing, and Tingboche is just like a farming land. So Tingboche is the only the place where we can grow a barley in the entire Kumbu, and even though we grow very good potatoes up there. So that's why still the people don't stay in Tingboche for a couple of months. And by then, no one is allowed to keep the animals.
During that season?
No, during the season, in the summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a couple of months in the summer, they are not allowed to keep animals around Tingboche and Periche. They have to move higher up. I mean, beyond the Imjakola and the Tuklakola, you know. They have to go out of those.
Were the lodge owners upset that they had to leave Tingboche in the summer? Was that a problem?
I think so, because, well, these days they own a lot of property in their lodges. So it's a problem, sort of problem, but they are still following the system, so that's good, I think.
Mm-hmm. And how does that knowledge get passed down?
Actually, we experience it, you know. Since we are children, we learn it because, well, we are from there, and, well, everyone in this region knows that, well, no one allowed to stay in Tingboche for a couple of months in summer because of the crop. It's only because of the crops, I think, we grow there.
And that's barley and potatoes?
Not necessarily the potatoes, because we grow the potatoes everywhere in Kumbu. But I think it's because of the barley.
And what do you use the barley for?
Barley, well, that one makes good sampa. Sampa is the roasted barley flour. That one goes very well with tea. I mean, so we can make a porridge, instant porridge, and things like that. So. Mm-hmm. And that one is the main staple for the Tibetan people as well. Used to be, I mean.
Is it traded at all with, do people come over from Tibet to buy barley?
Or? No. Yeah. Actually, we are still sort of importing the barley flour from Tibet. People buy a lot of those things.
And does that come over the pass
here? Yeah, Nangpala. Mm-hmm. Because, well, pretty bad Tingboche, it is quite a small area. Only a few families want a land there. So the other families have to buy the barley flour with Tibetan or means from lowlander.
What months is that when you have to leave Tingboche?
July and August.
How many people are grazing above Periche?
This is the yak raiser family. The number is getting less and less because, well, they don't make good enough money out of the yaks. I think that's the reason. And it's quite a hard job, so. Still, there's quite a many families from Pangboche, they are raising eggs, and only few families from Kundi and Kumjung, they do it.
What will happen as a result of not having as many yak herders and families raising yaks?
Well, the problem is, every lodges, they are using yak dung for heating. And if there's no yaks, it means there's no dungs, and they have to depend on the forest. And there will be more pressure on the forest, I think.
Is there any movement by the government to help subsidize yak farmers?
I don't know yet. I don't think so.
Do you, as a community, talk about the problems of losing yak herders?
Losing the yak? Yeah, people.
What do people say about it?
Well, they are a bit worried that they may lost the yaks. Or means they may lose the system to how to work with the eggs and things like that. But still, there's no one really taking steps to preserve those things, you know. So that's one.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 45 years.
And how many yak herders do you remember from when you were a boy compared to now?
Well, actually, well, the number is getting less, that's for sure, but not that much.
And how many more or less are there today?
I think if I have to talk about Kundi, well, like, for we lost like 4 or 5 yak raiser families already since I was younger, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the number is getting a bit less, but well, not very rapidly.
And is it maybe 100 yak herder families, 50, 20? Do you have an estimate?
Pretty much from Kundi, well, now there's only 4 or 5 yak herding families left from Kundi. And there used to be more. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And even from Kumjung, there's just that much. But still, people from Porce and Pangbache, they are working on it. But I'm not sure how long.
Yeah. What are some of the most critical things, the things that you've learned over the years?
Well, the thing is, well, actually, to look after the animals, I mean, to move higher up. It means when we are raising the eggs, we can't stay in main home for around whole year. We have to go higher up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make a lot of hay for the winter and for the spring. And we got land for growing the hay in higher pasture. But if no one is interested, then there's no fertilizer and, you know, it doesn't grow the hay. That's one problem.
So if there are fewer yaks, there isn't enough fertilizer to help the hay grow.
Yeah. That's one of the problems, I think.
What are some of the other problems?
Well, yak is one of the main packing animals in Kumbu. And, you know, still, I mean, people, many family, they keep the yak for loading. But if there's no female, then there's no bird. And, well, you know, some days.
The people I'm traveling with, they've been coming to the Kumbu for 25 years.
Yes.
And they are all very surprised at the number of burrows here. How is that changing things?
I think it's, you know, I mean, up to now, it's really good means of transportation in Kumbu.
Mm-hmm.
And since they built roads everywhere in Annapurna, the mills lost a job and they bring it to Kumbu, so...
Do the burrows compete with the yaks for food?
In a home, it doesn't go beyond Nemchi up to now. So yak doesn't go below Nemchi, so, well, it really doesn't bother.
Mm-hmm.
The meals are really good because, well, we have to bring everything in the airplane or by a porter.
Mm-hmm.
But the meals are helping a lot, I think.
How come?
Because, well, they can carry twice as much as a man, and, well, they goes all the way down to the road here in Solu. And
yeah.
They bring the stops up to Nemchi, Lukla, so, yeah.
Can they carry more than the Zokpas?
No, same amount, I think.
Same amount, yeah. Why are they better than the Zokpas?
They are faster.
Yeah.
The yak raiser, I mean, in the summer, you know, I mean, probably about in Kumbu, they have a small hut everywhere. And one of the hardest thing for the young generations, you know, they can't stay away from the farm, just raising the eggs up there. So that's the problem, I think.
They want to be at their home. They don't want to leave.
At their home, and yeah, I think.
Is part of that because they don't have cell service? They don't have internet in the mountains?
I don't think that way, but, you know. Just stay oneself looking after the eggs. It is quite boring. So.
Yeah. What do you do to entertain yourself while you're looking after the eggs?
Well, I haven't stayed with the eggs for a long time, so I...
When you were a boy, what would you do to entertain yourself when you were with the eggs?
Well, just talking with the friends. And in the afternoon, we all get together and play, dancing, so...
What were the songs about?
Well, usually those are the Sherpa folk song. Yeah, they do a lot of dancing. Maybe you have seen that, you know. We just go arm to arm and dance with our feet, you know.
Do they differ from village to village?
No, it only means Pribati in Kumbu is about the same, and no one really created new songs, you know. It's just like a handover from generation to generation, so the song is same all the time.
And are they funny songs or serious?
I don't think so. Mainly it's about the nature and, well, things like that, I think.
Are children today in the Kumbu, even if they aren't herders, are they still learning those songs?
They do. Well, these days, all the parents, I mean, you know, they push them to learn the culture and things like that. Yeah, Sherpas are a bit conscious about saving the culture these days.
What kind of things would you eat when you were out in the fields?
Mainly, pretty about the food, means, I would say, like, still, I mean, everywhere in Kumbu, means anywhere in Kumbu, more than 50% of our food are made up out of the potatoes, because we grow, well, the main crop in Kumbu is the potatoes, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where do the best potatoes come in the Kumbu?
Well, actually, these days, we got a good seeds from, I don't know where they bring in, but we grow good potatoes anywhere in Kumbu. Mainly, it depends on the weather as well, but...
Have you seen the growing season change at all with climate change?